You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, our usually weekly look at the Seattle Sounders FC, nerdy soccer culture, American man-baby outrage. Wait, how did Yan say it?
Yan. Tosh. Absolute tosh.
Loudmouth, ignorant American boy outrage and an attempt to understand a soccer league. We are your hosts from Mornings on 107.7 The End. I'm Mr. Sacramento, and he's been in Spokane, Brandon from the internet.
You know, two things. First of all, Mr. Sacramento should be your either superhero name or your like wrestling name. And like, I feel like Mr. Sacramento, the superhero, would just be like a guy that picks up $20 that you drop and like considers keeping it, but then is like, I guess I should give this back.
Well,
thanks, Mr. Sacramento, I guess.
Hey, buddy, you drop this.
Yeah. Just, but for the record, I did take the $5 bill out of your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
But I gave you the 20.
You dropped this 20, I'll give it back to you for $5.
No, actually, Mr. Sacramento picks up the wallet, takes the cash out, but returns the wallet.
There you go. That's my super ability.
Yeah.
So hi.
But on my way back from Spokane, I saw the blue sky for about 30 seconds when I was at the top of the pass, because I think I got high enough to like ascend out of this literal hellscape that we're currently living in.
Hold on. Wait, I've got two questions.
Okay,
one, I was just joking about you having been to Spokane. Were you just in Spokane?
I was literally in Spokane like yesterday, and I drove home last night.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then two, I don't remember.
That's not a question, Gregor.
Do you remember what the second thing was? There.
No.
Two.
Okay. Question answered.
The world is just awful right now. It's pretty crazy. But I live at my house and work at my house and eat at my house. Except for, there's an exception, but so I don't know.
Do us a quick solid and give the world a rating.
Oh, no. Don't do that. It'll be terrible.
Definitely 0 stars.
But do us a solid and click on through to Apple Podcasts or however you listen where there are ratings and give us a rating.
Definitely 5 stars, Yan.
Yeah, Yan got it wrong, Yan. Primarily leave us a comment. We want to know who your favorite ever Seattle Sounders FC player is. I think it's probably Dempsey, or maybe it's Oba.
Oba.
Yeah. This week, the Smoke Show Sounders FC take on John Manley's girlfriend. The other Smoke Show. No. The Smoke Show Seattle Sounders FC take on Hot AF LAFC. Should I just say it the right way? This week, the Smoke Show Sounders FC take on the hottest LAFC in a battle for which city is being devastated by liberal leadership Faster Cup. What? You have been in Spokane.
Culp 2020. Debate Inslee.
Have you seen literally any sign for Inslee anywhere?
No.
It's all Culp everywhere. I don't feel like
this is now a political podcast.
Yeah.
I don't, if you looked at, I was following the polls as they came in during the primaries, and I was seeing like who got the votes and whatever. And I think by nature of all of so many different Republicans running for the Republican spot on the gubernatorial
whatever
side, none of them received very many votes at all. But like when you look at it, Inslee got like 97% of the vote, and and Culp got like 3%. And so I think Inslee's like, yeah, I'm good. So I don't need to spend money on this right now.
So Inslee will definitely lose. Great.
100% because 538 probably called him winning.
Now, when we make a podcast, this is for a little insight behind the scenes here. We make a run sheet. I know it doesn't seem like it because of the nature of tangents about sumo wrestling, which, by the way, the Aki Basho, I think that's what this one is called, the September Basho is underway. Brandon, it's day three. I've watched zero bouts.
Well, that's because F1 is on now, and you needed a different fringe sport to be interested in right now.
Oh, speaking of which,
you want to hear about the Tour de France?
We have a run sheet, and every time I say that, Brandon imagines it as if it's spelled S-H-I-T, and you pronounce the I long, so it's like a run sheet. And then we laugh about it, LOL, but it triggered something in my mind today about my former favorite Formula One driver, Kimi Raikkonen is his name. Not a sumo wrestler, despite the fact that that could go either way.
Yeah, and if you said Raikkonen at the top of the sheet and you didn't give me any context.
Like before I pooped, I said Raikkonen. Raikkonen.
I would have no idea if you were talking about a sumo wrestler or an F1 driver or, I don't know, a distant moon on a weird planet.
I wish. That's awesome. So Kimi Raikkonen, years ago, there was a ceremony for Michael Schumacher, the current greatest Formula One driver of all time. He's about to be surpassed by Lewis Hamilton. Probably in 2 weeks. But they were having this big ceremony, and Kimi Raikkonen was off standing on the side, not paying attention. And so the announcer walks up to him and says, "Hey, Kimi, not too interested, huh?" And he goes, "Nah, I was having a shit." And I don't know why that was triggered in my mind when you started talking about how our show makes you think of pooping. So
that we should say that the announcer's recovery to that, he's like, "Oh, good, your car will be nice and light then."
Amazing.
That's like I'm not a professional broadcaster. You are. If you ever do something so legendary, I will give you money.
Okay,
like an avid listener of yours will just give you money, and I encourage everybody else. Like, we should set up a GoFundMe for a legendary quip.
Like how's my Venmo going? Like, what's my password? Now, you could definitely Venmo me at, it's probably Hey Gregor, I think. That's probably it.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Check that. If you have my phone number, send $5. It'll be great.
Or if you're anything like this podcast, it's at Hey Gregor on Twitter, but nothing like that on any other platform.
Karate Jim on
yeah, go follow at Full 90 Podcast or at Full 90 Soccer Time or whatever we are, wherever you can find us.
Speaking of which, I got a very nice tweet. We'll take a personal twist for just 1 second.
Oh, I love it when you give me a personal twist.
Are we talking hairstyles now, or is this a soft serve, or stand by?
Yeah.
Sorry, my wife is robbing our studio of her stuff. Okay, so on a personal level, last week we got the ball rolling on a new set of... I don't know how to say this right, because you can go to my social at Hey Gregor and watch this, but like I got not a promotion, but I got handed 2 new territories that I'm now on the radio and other markets, and it is...
As at Karate Jim.
Yeah, of course. Please. There's a guy out there. I don't think he does radio anymore, but his handle was Johnny Karate, and Jesus Christ, he is just my hero. Anyway, so I'm on in 2 new markets, one of which is Sacramento.
Congrats, Mr. Sacramento.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see my wallet again.
Empty wallet.
Yeah, of course.
I look forward to that because I feel like at some point I'm going to run into... I haven't done the research yet, but at some point Rebecca Lowe from NBC Sports, her husband was the manager for Sacramento Republic FC, and so I was like, oh, that's cool, Rebecca Lowe, I think she might live in Sacramento and then fly to New York for NBC Sports on the weekends for Premier League Live or whatever. No, it's not what it's called. It's definitely called something else. Whatever.
The match of the day or something, I think she's, whatever it is. Yeah.
I think that she's just a great presenter, and I think the former players that are around her are fantastic as well. Great show. Anyway, so like I've always thought that Sacramento FC, Sacramento Republic FC are all right. I saw the first ever S2 match that I ever witnessed, not called, and shame, but it was against Sacramento, and that was fun. And they had traveling supporters and everything, and they're one of the teams that is either coming up or rumored to come up to MLS in the near future.
I mean, they've been the team that's been like consistently the teased side piece of the MLS for the last like 5 years or something.
Meanwhile, San Jose still exists, so
they've been like we have a stadium and it's confirmed like by our local government that they're okay with it, and also we have a bunch of good players, and we have we're the champion of the league for like four years straight, and then
tons of fans.
And then like New York City FC is like, yeah, but like Manchester City, right? And they'll never have a stadium, and they got an expansion.
And meanwhile, David Beckham is like, I'd rather live in Miami. And they're like, yeah, David Beckham.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Congratulations also to Inter Miami being last in the Eastern Conference. We'll get to that here in a little while. But so I'm really excited to be on the air in Sacramento. And, like, you know, I'm Sounders till I die, obviously. But it'll be fun having a USL squad. It's my third favorite USL squad because, obviously, I root for New Mexico United as my number one, me and Ari Lillianwell. Lillianwell. The two of us, and then of course there's Tacoma Defiance. Shout outs to Dave Clark and the gang over there. So my third favorite team, Sacramento Republic FC. I feel like in USL you could have 10 favorite teams and it's not a problem.
No.
Unless you live in Tacoma, in which case, or love Tacoma Defiance. Like, some people are crazy about that. But it's more fun to see who all these people are. Okay, so that's one of the new markets. The other one is a lot tougher pill to swallow, specifically because of 100 episodes of this podcast.
So you're saying that you will not also go by Mr. Portland?
The other market that I'm moving into is home of the Portland Timbers, a team I have referred to as Fartland more than 5,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm now on the radio at 94.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, and let me tell you, this is something I lost a lot of sleep over. About the idea that I have talked some major smack about a great city. I like Portland a lot. It's a fun place to go. Good food, good entertainment. I've been very, very intoxicated in that city and caused quite a scene at a few different things. If you ever need a good story from me in person, not definitely on this, just ask me to tell you about Macy's Happy Hour. It's quite the tale where I tried to walk back to Capitol Hill from Portland.
In Seattle?
Correct.
Okay. Just confirming that there wasn't also a Capitol Hill in Portland.
I can't confirm that, but I tried to walk back to Washington's Capitol Hill.
Right.
For sure.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm already on the air there. It is wild because so far they're not on to me for having done that. But I recorded this long video and you can hear me talk all about it and stuff. And my wife was such a saint. At the end of it, she watches it. And she's like, man, great job. Like, good for you. Way to address these things head on. But where's the the Timbers at the end? I was like, "Oh my God, Lori!"
And with that, this is our news now as a podcast that Lori is the new co-host of Full 90 Soccer Time.
What do you call that when someone just like when you go down to the sideline with like Steve Zakawani or something like that? Not recently because he's been in the booth, but like when you throw it to the sideline, the person that's down there, like a correspondent.
Yeah.
She's
she should be a correspondent.
Yeah, we'll get her take and she'll be like, if it's not about Brad Evans, I don't care. And I'll be like, there's got to be another good-looking guy on the team that you like.
Gustav Svensson.
That's not her type. She's married me, but it turns out that she has a different type for sure. Women are so much.
Not her type. The guy on the team that looks so much like me, her type.
I'm like a cross between Stefan Fry and Gustav Svensson, if I'm being generous. taking each of their worst qualities to make a human being, and she's like, Brad Evans by type, and I'm like, cool. So, good time. I'm on in Portland now, and people have asked me this question a lot, how I will rectify that. And the only thing I can think to say is that when it comes to having listeners or whatever, I say it so flippantly, or whatever.
When it comes to having the people who make it so I can get paid to do this,
or whatever. Then when it comes to that, I'm happy if you're happy about your silly sports thing happening, okay? Ultimately, sports is stupid, but a great way for us to blow off steam is so we don't battle each other gladiatorially in some sort of, or on the battlefield. I mean, that's coming too.
Well, in Portland, that's already happening, so.
But if you can, like, be mad at me because I like a different sports team than you, then, like, and you can have fun with it, I'm here for it. Yeah. That being said, I'll never root for the Timbers. I can't think of a team that they would play that I'd be like, no, no, no. It would have to be like, I don't know, all the people that... It'd have to be like Thanos with his...
Yeah, it's the Portland Timbers versus like the MLS equivalent of the Monstars from Space Jam. Like, whatever. And even then, you're kind of like, I really don't care.
No, no, no. I'm going for the Monstars, to be honest with you.
Team Monstars.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be their talent, but they did steal their talent from Stephen Fry. So,
hey now.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, that's going to be interesting. But I will always be happy for you if you're happy for your thing, as long as you're not being a butthole about it. Like stealing people's scarves or whatever the dumb things that people do at these matches. Or getting into actual fist fights because...
Like actually punching people and...
Yeah. Because then you turn around and root for the Seahawks, Portland, so...
Yeah,
like let's come on. Same stadium. Even.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, we could just start calling Portland South Vancouver, and you could still be on air. Actually, that's great. So first of all, we'll talk about the murder that happened at CenturyLink Field last week.
Yeah.
But there's this really fun bit of MLS news that I feel like we need to talk about.
Great, I'm in,
and it's especially relevant right now. So. MLS, after the Sounders beat San Jose by so many goals, MLS came out the next day and said, hey, here's the next four matches for all of these clubs. And
you mean the great copy and paste?
Yeah, exactly. They said it's like if MLS Now took MLS Then's homework and MLS Then was like, yeah, you can copy it, but just change it up a little.
They're like, oh, just flip those two, done.
Yeah. So they've done this, and because of COVID and because of all of these restrictions and travel and all of that, the MLS, to your point, has just basically said you're going to keep playing West Coast teams, and you're just going to play them in a different order. Well, because Vancouver BC, the Vancouver Whitecaps, play in Canada, they have a lot more travel restrictions than anybody else in the league. Them, Toronto, and Montreal are having a very difficult time with their scheduling. They can't play any home games because Canada, unlike America, has their stuff together and is trying to prevent COVID from spreading. And so...
They're so stupid for not prioritizing sports. God, what are they thinking?
Yeah, idiots. And so Vancouver Whitecaps will be playing a home game on an opposing team's turf. That turf will be in Portland. They will be playing at the Timber Stadium as a home game for the Whitecaps.
I don't get it, man. Are there no like high schools willing to host them? Are there no like? Could you not do it at Starfire?
I mean, they could play in Vancouver, Washington, at like Camas High School or whatever, and just call it a Vancouver game.
Get out! That is so smart. It's not like fans can come down for it. Neutralize the advantage.
So instead of being Vancouver, BC, it would be Vancouver, American Columbia.
American Columbia.
And just play it there.
Vancouver has to play in America. The Toronto Blue Jays had the same problem where they're playing in Buffalo. I don't know if that's still happening or not because who's paying attention to baseball? My God. Barely pay attention to any sport other than F1, like you said. And keep me...
Is that because of all of the political demonstrations and things like that? So you're boycotting all sports?
It has nothing to do with the idea that I'm just that lazy.
Oh, right. You haven't been to Spokane. Sorry. Just me.
Just you. Just been driving hours on end. Yeah, so, okay, that's crazy. Well, I wanted to call... We got to put a moratorium on this. We had talked about it, but I wanted to call Portland South Vancouver. Is that what my... What did my buddy Sean say that they called it?
Yeah, he said South Vancouver. Yeah. We wanted to call it South Seattle. Like Portland is just a small neighborhood of Seattle that's been gentrified by white hipsters.
Aren't they cute?
So kind of like Columbia City.
American Columbia.
American Columbia.
Brandon, I have a problem.
Okay.
I'm upset with a dear old friend.
Okay, is it me?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm upset. I want to make this clear because I could get myself into trouble at work or whatever for what I'm about to say, but I'm upset with Taco Bell.
Okay.
Listen, we go way back, Taco Bell and I. Like, you were just a little youngin' running around when fourth meal was invented.
Uh-huh.
And the fine people of Tucson, Arizona, myself included, would line up 10 cars deep at 12:30 at night
Right.
Waiting to get the beef and potato burrito. R.I.P. In peace.
That sounds good right now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I've been real busy these last 10 days because of the new changes at work. And today I needed to sneak out and just go across the street and get some Taco Bell before the podcast. Otherwise, I'd end up at nighttime having not eaten. I'd be real crabby. And every time I decide to make that journey, I get over there and I'm like, how could you get rid of my favorite?
The beef and potato burrito?
No, it's long gone.
Oh, okay. What did they get rid of?
The cheesy Fritos burrito.
Oh, no, but I saw that they got rid of that, but then they added a Mountain Dew margarita.
First of all, I did not know
that. Oh, sorry. That was Red Lobster. My bad.
God damn it. You just messed up my emotions, bro. Do you know how close to a Taco Bell I live? It is unbelievable. So I am heartbroken by Taco Bell for getting rid of my favorite $1.29 item, which also happens to be my birthday, 129. So I gravitate towards things like on that.
That's also my brother's birthday.
I actually knew that.
Not the one that you know, but the other one. And that brings me back to something about your correspondent.
Yeah.
I think that we should have my brother, not Steven, who is the only person that listens to our podcast, but my other brother, Matthew, who knows nothing about soccer.
Yeah.
I think that we should have him be a correspondent and just tell him, like, ask him something about, like, Sounders and be like, hey, 7-1, huh? And just see what he says. With no context, see what he says.
Is he the Hessian-looking one?
Yeah, the one with like the very long curly hair that is starting to dreadlock. He has an Instagram account that I'm not going to plug right now, yeah. But it's weed based.
Oh, I thought he had long hair like he liked the band Power Trip out of Dallas. R.I.P. the lead singer of that band. Man, that is a metal band and a half. But he's a weed smoker. Not that weed smoking is. He's a reggae guy, huh?
No, he's also into metal.
Oh,
so.
Thank God. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I conflate long dreadlocks. Now that I think about it, that's kind of a bad take because there's a lot of dreadlock guys who like, take Kyle Beckerman. Oh, he probably doesn't like metal, does he?
Yeah, he seems like a reggae dreadlock guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well. Anyway, I'm real upset. I'm heartbroken by Taco Bell.
Well, at least the Sounders were doing their best to make that better for you, I suppose, by destroying. We talked about a murder that happened at San Fernando Field. Yeah. They absolutely destroyed, obviously, San Jose 7-1.
Was that 5 goals in 33 minutes?
It was 4 goals in 20, and then we went 13 minutes without a goal, and I wanted to fire Garth Lagerwey. And then they scored a 5th. And then they scored a 6th in the 7th in the second half. And then they gave up a goal, which makes me want to fire Garth Lagerwey.
It makes me want to fire the Referees Association for giving a gimme goal like that. This is professional sports. Like, it's not...
At least they're consistent, because you know what? You go back to so the foul, the penalty, the foul that happens is called on Arriaga, and for once I'm not mad at Arriaga.
However, he went full Arriaga, waving those fingers.
It's like he goes go gadget finger wag, and like these two super long arms come out of his sleeves, out of his tucked in shirt, and start going back and forth at like full speed.
I'll get you next time, earthquakes. Next time.
That was really good.
Thanks, buddy.
You've been working on your voice acting. That was really good.
That's the one thing I can do, and now I can't do it again because my voice is shot. But
well, so he the penalty is he puts his foot out. I've started to take to calling him because Tommy Thompson is a ridiculous name, and it sounds like a 13-year-old. Thomas Pson. he stepped on Arriaga's foot and then. And then dove to the ground, and a penalty was called. Apparently, they say it was reviewed. They haven't looked at it on any of like the instant replay or like the MLS's official thing. Like basically, everybody knows it wasn't a penalty.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, you remember last year when Danny Leyva scored that ridiculously nice goal against the Whitecaps. It was his first professional goal,
yeah.
And then they called it back because I think it was Justin Dillon stepped on the goalkeeper's foot when he made a shot, and they called that a foul. Also not a foul, but at least PRO, the Professional Referees Organization in MLS, does think that being stepped on is a foul.
Now, it just depends on who's doing the stepping and who's doing the receiving. So sometimes it's the offense stepping on the defender that equates a foul in favor of the offense, and if it's the Sounders are involved, it's the other way.
Yeah, as long as it's a Sounder stepping on somebody, then or being stepped on.
Yeah.
If they are playing with their feet, if they're playing the game of soccer with their feet, it's probably a foul.
If a Sounder is involved in defense in a defensive area with a foot stepping, it is their fault.
It's their fault.
In the pro bylaws.
I mean, did forget about that new FIFA emphasis this year.
Specifically hyper-focused on Seattle.
But also only Excuse Sounders me. Fans.
Sanctuary City, Seattle.
A sanctuary for smoke. Of course, only Sounders fans can like win a game by 6 goals or support a team that wins a game by 6 goals and still complain about the goal they gave up.
Man, but 7-0 would have been something. You took it.
Well, so I was surprised when I learned that this was a few years ago, but when I learned that that if you were a player that got a start, like if you were just in the starting lineup, the starting 11, mm-hmm. or if you were a defender who helped your team keep a clean sheet, or if you were a goalkeeper who got a clean sheet, or if you were a striker who scored a goal, you get bonuses for little stats like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're a striker, you get bonuses for goals that you score. Yep. If you're a goalkeeper, you get bonuses for clean sheets. I really sincerely hope that Stefan Fry, even though this was not a clean sheet, I hope that the Sounders organization still gave him the bonus because they were like, come on, that is not your fault. You can't do anything about
that. They definitely didn't, and I hope he has a clause in his contract that's like, if the deficit is 6 or more, I get $100,000.
I know. So I can go spend it by buying Bainbridge Island, apparently. I don't know where he lives now. It's so I can take the best part of me and the best part of Gustav Svensson and create another human who's the anti-Gregor.
It's like the good-looking part of both of them.
Instead of on air in Sacramento, he's on air in Oakland.
All right, well, 7 goals, we got that. Morris was player of the week for the MLS, or for MLS, there's no the in there. Congratulations, Jordan Morris, with that big honor. That's crazy. I loved watching Ari, again, as previously mentioned, who no longer responds to me on Twitter. It's interesting.
He's big time in you.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
But hey, maybe now that you're on in Sacramento.
I know his connections to Republic FC. Yeah. Is it SC or FC in that city?
I don't.
I'm going to go F because S sucks. He pointed out how Jordan Morris, if you look at his time with the men's national team, has a better assists and goals to minutes ratio at a considerable amount of minutes than one Christian Pulisic. He didn't say whether that makes him a better player or anything. And watching him die on that cross on the internet was incredible. He just pointed out.
Well, you know what? I'm not trying to make any like unjust comparisons here, but Lionel Messi has never scored a goal for the U.S. men's national team, which makes me think that Jordan Morris might be a little bit better than Lionel Messi.
It seems so obvious now, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see. Jordan Morris had 5 goals, 6 assists in 779 minutes for U.S. men's national team last year, says at Ari Liljenwall. Christian Pulisic of Chelsea had 5 goals, 3 assists. That's same goals, less assists in about 17 fewer minutes. Weston McKennie now of Juventus had 5 goals, 2 assists. Also not as good as Morris in 948. You can Google these things before you tweet your red-hot narratives. It's all publicly accessible information. And the red-hot narratives came flying in. It is incredible to me that Morris holds his own so well in a garbage U.S. men's national team like that, and that we can even mention those stats at the same time. But then he wins Player of the Week in MLS, not as good a league as where these other guys play, but still, it's pretty awesome to be the best in your entire league. So,
yeah. Yeah, I love when people come in and they're basically like, oh, Jordan Morris didn't move to Germany because his parents bought him a dog. Which is like the narrative, and also I think halfway true, because if you've ever seen Jordan Morris's like Bernese Mountain Dog puppy, it's a beautiful dog. It's great. And I'm like, if anybody bought me a dog, they could tell me to literally do anything, and I'd probably do it.
Well, that brings us to the most important player for Seattle. It's the climate change West Coast killer fires man of the match.
Your climate change West Coast killer fires man of the match, Jovan Jones.
Get out of here. Climate change West Coast killer fires. Humans set the fire, but climate change keeps them burning.
That is a great slogan for a terrible company, but my dog only sees that slogan as, at least we'll get some sweet squirrel barbecue out of it.
Which dog? That's what I don't actually answer. I'm going to use my imagination.
The one that chewed its own leg off in India?
Oh my God.
I don't think that that's what happened, for the record.
I didn't hear this.
She is missing a leg, and she is from India.
And does have teeth and jaws.
And she does have teeth.
All right, time to get critical. Let's get critical. Critical.
Critical.
Let's look at the who is hot, who is garbage, and who is hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
I want to get here. I want to get Space Baby in here to do the hot garbage.
He's such a butthole now, dude. God, he's such, 3 is the worst. He was so cute when he was little, and he'd come in and say these things. Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
And now he's like, no. I hate you, old man. You're the worst.
I will start off with hot, the atmosphere.
Hot.
Literally, everything seems on fire.
Literal, like I said, hellscape that we're currently living in. Mm. We had somebody on Twitter point out that at one point, the Sounders had 6 goals on 9 shots, which is nice, first of all. And second of all, hot in America, but when you apply that to Canadian metrics, they only had 4 shots or 4 goals on 20 shots. So I think the Sounders are pretty lucky to be playing in the United States.
Hot.
That travel ban never worked out better. Thanks to everyone in the federal government for making this disaster possible.
Just confirms American Columbia better than British Columbia.
On conversion rates.
Yeah. What system do you guys use? The American Columbian system.
That is amazing.
I will say hot Golden Klog.
Oh man, that guy's smashing in the goals. It's very reminiscent of last season, except for the part where it happened last season when there was fans there to cheer him on and whatnot. But Kelvin Leerdam looking hot, bro.
Hot.
Yeah, he's doing... I will say that while Jovan Jones was my player of the match because of his, like... He played incredibly, and it was awesome to see Nuhu get the start and Jovan Jones get the start in, I think, a position that better suits him and possibly locks down Nuhu as our starting left back for a long time coming. That's too soccery for Jan, though. So I would rather talk about the fact that... if it weren't Jovan Jones, who was the player of the match for me, Kelvin Leerdam continues to play really well. 2 goals in 2 matches and back-to-back matches at that. Really good padding the stats for the hashtag Golden Clog.
I can't wait for him to go back-to-back. Back-to-back years, I'm calling it now. Even though we don't know how many more matches are left in the season. I don't even know how many they've played. Actually, I do. But
That's an interesting... we talked at length about the Tour de France last week,
yeah.
So I won't go as deep this time. Mm-hmm. But the announcers, that's what she said. The announcers in the Tour de France keep talking about how so many of these riders currently, there's like 4 different big jerseys that you can win in the Tour de France. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the King of the Mountains jersey. It's the white polka dot one.
I can't ever hear that without thinking of Borat saying it. King of the Mountains, King of the Mountains.
King of the Mountains.
And you have to do the arm thing too.
Yeah. I want Benoit Cousinfroy, who is like the current leader of the King of the Mountains. I want him to ride up the next hill doing that the entire time. King of the Mountains, King of the Mountains. but basically there's worries because of COVID, obviously, that the tour will not end. They're on stage 16 now, out of like 22.
You stop, you die.
Yeah, exactly. So they're saying if the tour doesn't end, they're curious of if the current leaders of the of their respective jerseys, has it gone on long enough for them, for the tour organizers to just say, yes, you know, Primoz Roglic, you are the yellow jersey winner. You have effectively won the Tour de France. Yes, Benoit, you are the king of the mountains. King of the mountains.
King of the mountains.
And all these, Sam Bennett, like all these other guys. So similarly, the Sounders are currently sitting in first place in the Western Conference.
Mm, incorrect.
After games yesterday?
Yeah, there's a second place behind Sporking with a game in hand.
Okay. So still, the Sounders in a great position in the Western Conference. We don't know how many games are left. I don't know if MLS knows how many games are left in the league. They at least four are currently scheduled right now for the Sounders. And but if MLS, for some reason, maybe a global pandemic or fires burning around the world, if MLS, for some random reason, decides to stop the league, it would be interesting to know how they declare a winner, or do they try to do a bubble playoff or something like that?
Yeah. So the Western Conference right now, if you moved it to the Eastern, like if you combined it into one table like any other soccer league in the world, that's not true, but most any other soccer league in the world, Seattle Sounders FC would be fifth, just ahead of Montreal, instead of second with a game in hand, which is crazy to me. So like they'd be first in the West, but still not. I mean, you'd probably get after the match on Friday, I think they'll move back to, I don't actually know. But they would be in a great place to start the playoffs if they did an emergency playoff system or something like that. They would, they'd be well-placed for that.
And even if they combined it into a single table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so in F1, they need 8 races for it to be a full season, for it to count. Uh-huh. And then if you just however far you get. So, yeah, I wonder. They're obviously not going to stop because player safety is not their paramount concern. And
right,
so,
it's money. They want money, yeah, so yeah. They're not
going
to stop.
And also, if they didn't keep going, this league could potentially go away. So it's like, sure. I don't know what the financials look like, but I can only imagine not coming through on those contracts. And that's the interesting number is like, how many matches, is it a match thing or is it a duration, like a calendar duration, until you've met your commitment to like Zulily or whatever? Because I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but as you saw with Chelsea, all of a sudden they've got a new sponsor at the end of last season. When they resume, they have 3 on their shirts and this comical looking like Daniel Ricciardo helmet, early 1990s looking font, and it's number 3 for some cell phone company after having Yokohama or whatever it was for years. They didn't even finish the season with Yokohama. They started their new kit sponsor right away. So, yeah, I wonder when the obligations are actually met financially. And I wonder if MLS has figured out if they're milking it, if they're trying to get, you know.
Like, how many new who's are they losing every day without fans in the stadium and by only playing the same 3 teams over and over?
Yeah, it grows old, man. So, because of my new job in Portland, I'm paying attention to their weather down there, too. And the air there is literally twice as bad as it is in Seattle, and they have
I was in Spokane yesterday, and they're on the the air quality index, it was like 486 or something
in Spokane?
Which is in Spokane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like I felt sick the entire like 24 hours I was there.
Yeah, so Portland was in the 500s a couple days ago, and like it's like really, really bad. And then like here's some soccer matches set to take place, and it's crazy to keep doing that. But
maybe the air will clear up when Vancouver is the home team in order to simulate their at home experience. sorry, you're playing in American Columbia. You have to play with an American Columbia.
Put on this mask and we'll pump smoke into your head while you run.
We need to make American Columbia great again.
Hey, I would say that I wanted to do a fan outrage, but this is an outrage. This clip you found is like the best take on Twitter that I've seen about soccer in quite some time. And I want to make it in the fan outrage section, but it's outrageous, that's for sure. But it's not like outrage. I don't know how to do this. So do we assign it hot instead? I don't know.
Hot.
This take from @dpelsado has such a zinger.
So he says, "New Who is the human golden elevator."
You are not wrong.
It is like beautiful, beautiful. It's also sad, but it is beautiful and hilarious. What he means is, as soon as the Sounders had like 6 goals, actually, I think as soon as the Sounders had like 4 goals, everybody on the internet, even the announcers, the coaches, the players on the field, everybody was like, okay, give the ball to New Who, because if he's not going to score now, he's never going to score. the golden elevator, if you are familiar with Sounders lore, is when you're in the stadium, they always, actually, I wonder if they do it when, like, I wonder if the players come out at halftime and they're like, blue elevator, and like, Nuhu's like, come on, gold elevator.
You can do it. You can do this. The gold elevator has a remarkable record, Brandon, erasing the other two color elevators. What is that record?
I have no idea.
It's never won, right?
No, it's never won. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know like how many times it's lost, but every home match the Sounders have, they do one of like the hydros at the Mariners games,
yeah.
Where they race three different colored hydros. They race three different colored elevators up the Space Needle, and the colors are blue, green, and gold. The golden elevator has never won.
Never.
Not never once. Won. It's like part of the joke, right? Nuhu, on the other hand, has never scored. And despite the fact that like you had thousands of fans, let's not kid ourselves. I don't know how many people actually watch these games. Despite that, the fact that you had at least me, my brother, and Gregor screaming to give the ball to Nuhu so he could score, he had a few different opportunities. A couple good saves, a couple good deflections. The ball never goes in. Nuhu's scoreless streak lives on, and who knows for how long.
He'll get it. Liridov's got the golden boot last year and probably wrapped up this year. Nuhu's got to have his time coming, especially, like you said, to start this whole thing off. If he gets more time, if Jovan Jones can play in the midfield and Nuhu can get some more left-back time, then it sounds very reasonable that he could eventually, maybe this season, even be able to get it done. Okay, so we're looking ahead to a matchup on Friday night, LAFC, the opponent, and this is such an interesting, there's such an interesting squad. They either decimate the Sounders or totally blow it. LAFC bumped Seattle from the MLS's crap tournament just a little over a month ago, then Sounders got even with a 3-1 lashing at the Baño de California Stadium. Right, that was Baño, they were at the Baño, right? That was on the road?
It was on. I think it was at the Baño de California Stadium where Raikkonen was taking a.
So like, and big scores here. Like, it's big results that you're seeing. Really, some serious thumpings. And now, you know, LAFC beat the piss out of Portland on Sunday. You know, both teams a total between them 5 goals in the first half. Again, this is a high scoring. You know, rush to the end here against the same 3 teams over and over.
Yeah.
Vela's been hurt badly, but I mean, Rossi is pretty good. That BWP, Bradley Wright Phillips, when you're watching, he is a monster. That guy has 100 plus goals in MLS action over the last, like, however many years, 6 years or something like that, which is 6, is that right? I don't know.
I remember when you appeared on a podcast, the UK, the MLS UK show.
Yeah, I love that.
And
love that show.
They asked you a question that was like, if you could sign any player from any other team in the league,
yep.
You, I think jokingly first said Ozzie Alonso.
good
and
take.
Then, which is a great take. And then you said Bradley Wright Phillips,
yeah.
because as you know, he was kind of being seen as washed up at New York Red Bulls, where he's a club legend there, having played with Thierry Henry and having scored most of his goals there.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredibly good player still playing under, LAFC and Bob Bradley. So he's, still a great player, still a scary guy to watch. But like you said, you cannot predict, how the Sounders are going to play against LAFC because they either get their, little butts handed to them or they hand their butts to them. I don't know how that works.
Half my butts.
Half my butts. Yeah, it's a very weird analogy when you think about it. Anyway, but I think the one thing that we do know going into it is that recently LAFC beat San Jose 5-1. The Sounders just beat San Jose 7-1. So we know two things. One, San Jose is very bad. And two,
the Sounders are
better than LAFC by 2 goals.
The Sounders are going to win 12-0.
Yeah, obviously.
Thank you.
Because math.
I found this stat really interesting that just looking at the two sets of the table combined, Inter Miami is this year's FCC, the FC Cincinnati. And FCC would still be last year's FCC if Inter Miami didn't exist. So you padded the bottom of the table in order for them to not be the worst. Congrats on your step up there, guys. Okay, well, It's good.
I think it's maybe a rule for expansion teams to like have to outdo each other.
Ooh, except
like,
for when Seattle joined the league and went to the playoffs that first season. Look at you. Yeah.
Or LAFC did the same thing. We played really well.
King of the Mountain.
King of the See, now every time you do it, I don't picture Borat doing it. I picture some random French guy on a bike riding up a hill wearing Lycra with polka dots on it going, King of the Mountains, King of the Mountains.
As he crosses like the crazy line on an uphill climb at the end. It's crazy. Yeah. Okay, I guess you just got back from having a shit. It's time for TLDL. Too long didn't listen.
Yeah, too long didn't listen.
Do they speak Spanish or American in American Columbia? Too long didn't listen.
King of the Mountains. King of the Mountains.
It's nice.
And last, too long didn't listen.
At least my car will be light on the grid. That's a poop joke. Good job, Martin Brundle. Martin Brundle's a legend.
I keep thinking that you're saying Martin Grundle.
And clear.